Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all can't tell, I used to watch Channel 13 when I was growing up. Mr. Rogers, you know, some of those things just resonate with you and they stay in your spirit forever and ever, right? So we're just so excited about today because it's truly one of those days that, you know, we are like right in the middle of 2017, Laura.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody needs a push.
Yes.
So we are here to push the world today into the, you know, transition of the conclusion of 2017.
Yes.
This is the year with the seven of completion. So we got to complete some things.
Yeah.
So that's why today's topic is so amazing about who wants to be free. Y'all know God asks us questions. So we just hear in the heart of God, and we want you guys to hear the heart of God. And what he's saying to you, because a lot of times when he opened this word, he just, you know, he spends time with us and say, hey, Marlo, you have to make the personal, hey, Laura, do you want to be free? And of course, he's like, yes, Lord, yay,
see, Bobby.
We so want to be free, Abba, and he is, in his word, he's teaching us how to become free. But not only that, he's going to give us so many components, not just to be free, but how to stay free.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing that I'm learning as we teach and counsel and all that, that people become free, but they don't really know how to stay free.
That's
what we're doing today. And I'm so excited about it, Mark. I just pray that you guys will be encouraged to listen. And we ask all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners to feel free to call in at our call-in number. And even our Facebook listeners, feel free to call in at 646-668-2247. So, Laura, you ready to begin this amazing day? So, what shouts do you want to send out to America today?
Buenos días, todos mis amigos y amigas, all my Facebook friends. Good morning. Buenos días. Muchos besos. Kisses for everybody.
Muchos besos.
And I also want to say hi to our Facebook audience.
Truly, I say to you, whoever commits sin
is a slave of sin. Now, a slave does not remain in the house forever, but a son remains forever. Therefore, if the son sets you free, you should be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I'm telling what I have seen with my father, and you are doing what you have seen with your father.
So what does that word say to you?
Well, that we shall remain in him. And as we remain in him, he's going to remain in us. And I just thank God, because as we remain in him, he brings that freedom. He delivers you from those bondages. But we have to remain in him.
That's so true. That's really the bottom line.
Yes.
So as you were reading that, the main component of, first of all, freedom is really living.
Mm-hmm.
When you have liberty,
mm-hmm.
and we were redeemed,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that he says that, you know, we are set free,
mm-hmm.
and indeed we're free.
We're free.
So that's in fact true.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yes.
I mean, it's like living in it.
Yes.
So truth and ultimate freedom is found, like you just said, in
mm-hmm.
Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's found.
Yes.
And we have to know that, and that's really the ultimate way of walking it out.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
you know, it's no rhyme or reason to
mm-hmm.
it. Of course, this is our antidote here.
Mm-hmm.
It is our instruction.
Yes.
How to do that. But you really, you can read it all day, but until you walk it,
yes,
it's different and walk. And that's the thing that we're here today. That's how you stay free. So
yes.
you are in the mindset of
yes.
knowing, okay, the Word of God says in John 8:32, that we can be free,
mm-hmm.
but we want to be free indeed. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to our commercial. We'll come back, and that's to our blog listeners. So we're going to stay live here with you, Faith, and kind of elaborate a little bit on that. So as we said before, feel free to call in and give us a call and let us know what you're feeling and thinking about this topic today, because it is very needy. We've already figured out
yes.
that we will be doing a 2, maybe 3-part series on this, because it's a lot of words,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want to go through it too fast.
Yes.
We just want to
take our time. Yeah.
And hear what God is saying,
yes.
and to be, help people be successful.
Yes.
Amen.
And also, if you fall in love with God, it becomes.
I remember the first time I found him. Boy, what a change to me. I felt so stupid because I took so many chances on other relationships, people, places, and things. And made him a last resort. Please take this will and change it into yours. Unblock my path so I may follow yours. I'll take this journey with you. You are so wise, Lord. You know just what to do. La, 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 la. And I think of being lost, I saw a light.
You found a way. You found a way to get me out of here.
Draw me close to you.
What was supposed to do and what you want.
Draw me close to you.
To his word, but you talk to him
And he goes, well, sometimes I'm ashamed or I have struggles and I'm embarrassed to talk to him or say. I say, why? He already knows.
Yeah, that's
you know?
That's
and they go, well, some people in the church, you know, they say this. I said, look, first of all, don't focus on people in the church. We're all on different levels.
That's right.
Some are mature, some are not. Some, you know, we got to pray for people. The church is a hospital.
That's it. Say it now.
It's a hospital. Everybody got something
that's
going
right,
on. Okay?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. And so I tell him, I said, just talk to him. Just like your father. You know, he's right there. Just however it flows from
your
heart.
Friend,
yeah,
you
or
know.
Your friend.
Yeah.
Or however it flows from your heart. And he will listen. And even with your struggles, tell him. Tell him, look, I'm struggling with it. I said, I used to struggle with pride, with cursing, with drugs. And he delivered me from one thing to another.
It,
but
it.
Still, I said, that's an issue that he's dealing with me.
On.
And he goes, really? And because they think that, you know, like you say,
yeah,
no.
Think,
you
yeah.
know, but I'm not where I used to be, but I talk to him every morning. Good morning, Poppy. Good morning, my sister. You know, however your intimacy is with God, that he's going to listen. But come just the way you are
that's
and talk
it.
With him just out of your heart. And then read the word.
Come on now.
Study the word, and it will manifest. Be around God's people.
Wow.
Find a home church, you know, that preach
right.
the word of God, the Holy Spirit, you know, and he will speak to you. And he has a sense of humor.
He does.
He really
hilarious.
Does. He's, yes.
He's hilarious. I tell him that all the time. You are so hilarious. Okay. And it's so amazing, though, to know that. So, see, that's that relationship.
Yes.
You know, some people think
and
that,
I'm free,
that
you know?
God is the Godfather. Like, yeah. you know, that, see, that's that place of the law. But now we're under grace. And that's how we can have liberty to have a relationship because, the, you know, back when, you know, the law was written, a lot of those things had to be implemented, you know, mm-hmm. for people to line up. But once Christ came and paid the full price, the ultimate price, for us to be free and have liberty.
Yeah.
You know, he did that for us. So, and that's right. So I just thank God for that, and it's just so amazing, Laura. I tell you what, just listen to your heart. And but the thing about it that the younger, and I think that us as older saints too, we, you know, like you were saying, we struggle. But we have to stay spiritually consistent.
Yes.
And consistency is the key
yes.
to staying free.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
because
yes.
once you're set free, some people say, well, you know, I backslid. Well, God, Christ is married to the backslider.
Yes, that's right.
He's
married right back.
To us.
He
is. Because sometimes we don't even have to do an act. It could be in our mind.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
and
yes.
we just have to be careful. But,
yes.
So that's what we're going to go into our next topic of this. But what we're going to do first, we're probably going to go listen to some more Byron. I'm sure. And you know what? I want to say this with that being said. I stay free in that place because right now that's the only thing that's going on in my CD player. And it's I don't know how long it's been. It's been months. So just staying in that place and having someone, their anointing just flow in your
yes.
whole atmosphere.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and when people walk into my atmosphere, they be like, oh, my God, how do you be that way? Well, you need to get you something that feels it. Because it's so amazing to hear the heart of someone that is gifted and anointed. So y'all know we're blowing it up. We are definitely promoting Byron Holson's CD. So go to Google Play, iTunes, and call the Wretch Undone. And I don't know what to do, but we'll be right back.
Let this be a lesson to you that you should not judge a book by its cover. This is a true story. Said I got plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished yet. Plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished. I'm a piece of art, a work in progress. A few flaws that I know my God can solve. So people say that they don't understand me. He's not through with me, no, I'm not ready. You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
Cause by his stripes,
all the things that made me stronger.
But I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to you. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy. Yeah.
No place is wrong, I'm trying to move on.
Is that alright if I'm real with you? Yeah.
Plenty more work to do.
Yes, it is.
God ain't through. If they looking at you wrong, you tell them you evolve. You're better than you was. Cause God ain't through with me.
I'm just simply saying that God is not finished with me yet.
Plenty more work to do.
Just have
God
a little patience.
Ain't through with
ooh,
me.
Lord, you gave me chances.
Time and time again.
I know there is repentance.
Though I know I shouldn't abuse it.
I feel that I've been sentenced.
Even though there is no trial.
But still you gave me favor.
Over my haters all the while.
You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
Cause by your shroud,
all the things that make me stronger.
Lord, I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to you. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy.
Please don't take this wrong.
I'm trying to move on.
I'm better than I was.
Cause God ain't through.
Let us pray more, pray more. Oh, oh, oh.
Tell me what to do.
God ain't through.
Yes,
when they looking at you wrong, you tell them you evolved.
Oh,
you better than you was.
Cause
God ain't.
To the bridge.
God's love letters, which is fire. Yeah. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Okay. So, but this scripture is telling us that we have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work. See, this is work. It really is. A lot of people think, you know what, I made it, I studied, I'm listening. But no, we have to work too.
Yeah.
This is work.
That's right.
We have to work for the kingdom.
That's right.
You know, and we really do. Of the Lord, and my version says, for in as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have the mind and the heart of Christ and you're working for the kingdom, it's, you know, it's not like, oh my gosh, I got to get up and go to work. It's so much passion in it. And that's what people see in you. Lord, I pray they say that in me. But yes, you definitely see that in you because you're so contagious. And I know a lot of people still say, oh, my God, you are just over the top. But Christ is over the top of us. He went all the way to the cross.
Yes.
I mean, over the top for us.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
I was not ashamed about it.
What are you saying?
You know, and he gave, you know. So we need to give back.
And that's why I salute when you talk about Susan and her husband, you know, he went on to be with the Lord. Yeah, he went on to be with the Lord. But I'm just saying, you know, when you have that place of consistency abounding, that describes them to me.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely describes Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have people, because a lot of times I was teaching on this maybe about a month ago, how I believe people really think that, you know, how they're praying to God and they want the Lord to just, you know, beat up for them. I think they really believe that he's going to crack the sky and about 50 angels going to fall out and come for help. But that we are the angelic people of the world today.
Yes.
As believers and as a body, we have to be a presence of help.
Yes.
You know, like you always say, Lord, we're blessed to
be
a
blessing.
And we are. And, you know, we are soil seekers. We go to see where can we, you know, put our seed, which is not always our money, but our energy, our time, our love, you know, on how we can really be a blessing to someone.
Yeah. Something I want to stress, too, is about sharing your testimony. I share my testimony anytime I have an opportunity because I know that's going to give hope to people. But I've met people that have an awesome testimony, and they share with me that they're embarrassed, they're ashamed to share their testimony because of the struggle, you know, the pain that they were doing. And it's pretty bad at times, but it's okay because there's no sin too big for God.
Yes,
and I'm like, but, you know, God set us free. He delivered us from that to share that because we overcame by the word of our testimony. So you have to share your testimony and not be ashamed because God was not ashamed to do what he did in the cross. So I don't know who I'm talking to, but share your testimony, people. Share your testimony with people. Be free.
We overcome by the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Power of our testimony. We overcome.
Yes.
And then that's how we help other people overcome. But as the word was talking about how, you know, being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And that abounding place is very plentiful.
It's
very plentiful. That's how we abound.
Yes.
So that plentiful work and being abundant. So that's much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, abundantly. That's what God talks about.
Yes.
Through the word, he talks about that abundant life for us, that abounding life for us. And it's just so amazing how he does that. But we're going to kind of read in Galatians 6 and 9 and see what the word of the Lord is. I don't even know what my book is.
Gave me that one earlier. Galatians. Okay.
Six and nine.
And the word of God, which is love letters, which is fire. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Yeah, that's all God is saying to us in our well doing.
Yes.
So that's the same place he was talking to us about our work.
Mm-hmm.
Work is well with.
Mm-hmm.
As we are doing the will of God, you know, he's going to give you the strength. He's going to cover you. But that's that place of being consistent. You want to make sure that you're doing that. And God gives you the instruction in his love letter, like Lord said, which is fire, which is fuel for your everyday.
Yes.
You know, you have to really know that God is going to cover you. I tell you what, you have to really think about, you know, what your foundation is. And if you are building just like he did to Peter, he said to Peter, on this rock, I will build my church. So if the Lord is building his church on you, Laura, and on me, and our studio audience, the lead, Jennifer, Shalma, Rosa, and
your
mama.
Our new audience?
Yeah.
I'm Carmen.
And now be mindful and answer.
Anthony.
Listen, if he's doing that for us, that's that place of, that is so much power.
Yeah.
Because that's already about 8 months.
Woo!
Okay? That's already about 8 and a half people that he has built it on, and we're all on the same page.
Yes.
Same DNA, same mindset.
Yes.
And we're all flowing in that
yes.
place, and we can be in different places at one time.
Yes.
We don't even have to always be in the studio or in the room or... You can be like Susan right now. She's in California. And we're on the same page. Angie just came back. But she was on the same page.
Yes.
I'm just saying, we can do that. And we have the power and authority to do those things.
Yes.
But it is a supernatural mindset. that gets us there. You know, just be mindful, America, that we are just really blowing the wind of spiritual consistency, and that's how you stay free. So the question is, who wants to be free?
Mm-hmm.
Because the word says that the ones that Christ set free is free in
thee.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's that amazing place. And I know it seems like, because normally a Lord and I are like all over the place and real radical, but the Lord is telling us to kind of slow it down a little bit so we can really teach the word.
Yeah.
You know, because we can be that any other time, and we're still going to be there. Because that's just who we are. But we are really trying to work on this thing on how to be what God wants us to be at this time. Because today is a brand new day.
Yes.
This is our instruction for the day. We're walking it out. Right?
Yes.
So, what we're going to do at this time, y'all know how we do it. We're going to go to commercial, and I'm sure we're going to be listening to some more Violent Houses. It's so amazing. And we'll be right back to our blog listeners.
Yeah, for the men and women of God. Hey, how you gonna catch if you don't cast? Do it. Do it. Do it. It ain't nothing like good music. You gotta be obedient. Show me what to do. Tell me where to go. I've laid back for too long. It's time to let them know that our souls need to be safe. Some have nowhere left to go. I got plenty work to do until you say I'm through. Lord, I'm waiting for your order. People tell me what we do is so important. The Bible says the harvest is plenty for the laborers of you. Stop warming up the pews because there's work to do. So I'm gonna do it. I'ma do it for the one who gave his life for me. So whatever that he has would need of me, I'ma do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. I'm gonna do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If I can do it for the one that cast me, so I can do it for the one who set me free. If you ever need a vessel, Lord, let me be the man. Say the word, I'll be there, whatever you demand. As you know, the time is ticking, and the world is out of hand. Help me be a voice that they can understand. I'm still waiting for your order. I can't think of nothing that is more important. You know the harvest is plenty for the labor worth of you. Start warming up the peace because there's work to do.
I'ma do it, do it, do it, do it, whatever you say. I'ma do it, do it, do it, no matter what you say. I'ma do it for the one who gave his life for me. So whatever that he has or need of me, I'ma do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. I'm gon' do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. If I can do it for the world that caps me, so I can do it for the one.
methamphetamine, with drugs, with all kinds of stuff, and we get to pray for the parents.
We're going to talk about a lot of that when we
go
to our next message, but we're back on our blog show. So welcome back. And we are still live on our Facebook listening. So thank God for that. So we're going to talk about it a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, so I got to put the brakes on the side because you be like,
going
on and you be leaving
well,
me.
Tell me what's going on because I'll tell you.
Okay. And
it's a lot going on.
To be like in tune with the producer. So I got to do all of this. Y'all pray for me. Okay. Because this is real, America, okay? So thank God for that. But you will get to tell the fullness of what, you know, how people really can connect to you and really learn about outreach. Because I think that's amazing that people need to know that. And some people out there have a desire to do that, but they've never been able to connect. So that's what we're here to do, is just really be a platform.
Yes.
To,
I'll be more than happy. I'll be blessed.
Yes. So we're going to get in on some more portions of this teaching.
Yes.
And we were just kind of talking about spiritual consistency because that's the real key to staying fit, you know, and as the Lord has been asking us, who wants to be kept free? You know, I believe everybody in the world wants to be free, you know, but I just believe that they struggle on how to stay free. So that's why we're talking about that today. And even as we were talking to our clergy, because as clergy, we must teach and preach the cross. See, that's the key. It's the cross. Because that is where the energy of God is released. It was released at the cross. And how we can really teach others about the cross and how to how mere men and women are just kind of lacking in that place. And being enabled on being who they're called to be and whatever their arenas are. You know, and I know, like, a lot of times in the workplaces, because we work school, some places you're very limited, you know, because it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It's just life. But you just have to find your atmosphere, you know, of where you can be led to minister or walk it out or just whatever your calling is, you know. And
everybody has a calling.
Everybody. Everybody. And you just have to find your place.
Yours
is outreach and mine is inreach. And that's why we're tag team. Because, you know, we bring them in. The Lord gives me a platform to bring us all in. And then you go out and you bring them in, Lord. That's what you do. You go out, bring them in, and we feed them, you know, in so many ways. And that's why we work so
spiritually and physically.
And then that's balance. That's a balance. And that's so important, too, America, to have balance in your ministry. Because if you don't, you will become overwhelmed. And then your zeal will leave because you're all over the place. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what I'm sure your pastor teaches on and our pastor teaches on, the balance of that. And we definitely want to send our shouts out to our covering. And I'm going to let you go first, Laura, because I might be a little longer.
Okay, I want to send a shout out to Pastor Bob Moya and Candace Moya from City Chapel in Arlington. I love y'all, and thank you so much for pouring the Word of God into my life, because I see now how God's doing great things here at the mansion.
Yes,
I pray that everybody from City Chapel come visit one day.
Yes, we are all getting to y'all.
Yes.
Be on the show. Just for that. But that's just amazing. But I just want to send my shout out to our very own Apostle Anthony B. Burns and Pastor Betty over to Betty Burns. And they are our apostolic covering in our ministry at the King Pagan Worship Center. That's 2851 there. Evans Avenue. That's very nice.
And I love them.
Aren't they the bomb girls?
I met them and they're sweet.
They're just
and they're on fire for
Jesus. Yes.
They're sold out
in a bag of chips.
Yes.
They are God. They sold out to the kingdom and they're international ministers.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm just so excited to be their personalized evangelist.
Yes.
And as we connect together and kill one another,
yes.
And I'm just so grateful to do life and ministry. All of that good stuff with those two amazing people.
Yes.
So we have to do that. Be encouraged that you always send your shouts out to your cover. Because that is what the people that wake up in the middle of the night when Jesus says, wake up, come on, and pray for your evangelist. Wake up. And he gets up and wake up, Pastor Betty, and that's all. You know, that ministry is not just behind the pulpit, but when you have people that you're covering, because I have people that I cover, you know, and I have the Lord say, wake up, Marla, pray for Laura.
Amen.
Get up.
Amen.
Pray for Anthony. I don't pray for Anthony a lot. Okay, America. and cover them, yes. And pray for Vivica and Summer and Delisa, just everybody. And, yes. And the people, sometimes, and this is what's so amazing, we're praying for people that we don't even know.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
And that's just in our hearts, our spirit, man. And just being
yeah.
obedient to the
Father. Yeah, it's like we come early in the morning
oh, yeah,
here.
Yeah,
and
y'all
we anoint the
it.
Chairs. We pray
Ooh.
For the atmosphere. We pray for the souls that are going to be here. And they're going to be watching.
That's right.
So
she
be expecting miracles. Be expecting. Yes.
Too. Yes. She comes early. And I just got a revelation today about that she needs a key. Because she comes to pray. And say, and that's considered, you know, you're an intercessor. So she intercesses for this land here, her and all the other ladies that come, because this is
yeah.
the only time,
yeah.
but she was like doing life in California right now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
hello, but really, they do that and they're serious about it. And not only that, they're consistent.
Yeah.
See, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
They're consistent about it, and it's just like a passion. They
yeah.
wake up with the mornings at the mansion,
yeah.
the mansion on Park Road, on their minds, in their heart.
Yeah.
They get here before the lady that all the business get here. That says a whole lot. That's
yeah,
but
Pastor
amazing.
Bob gave me a key to the church too. He said, Lord, anytime you want to come back, oh, thank you.
So
I'm there for you.
This is just to get your keys.
I said, okay, Lord. And
of.
I get there early too. You know, we
yeah.
have advance or whatever. I go there and pray.
That's beautiful.
That's
Lord.
My calling.
that's beautiful because that is the character that you have in the kingdom. God trusts you with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why when we have people such as myself and Pastor Bob and all that, we're like, we release that
mm-hmm.
because we want that to feel the temple.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Because it's
yeah.
not so much about the church, but the people. Any building can do that.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
that's
so
right.
I just thank God for the house of glory here.
Yeah.
It says
yes.
the National Park,
yes.
but it's really the house
yes.
of glory.
Yes, it is. Because the first day I came, I felt the presence of God. I knew there was something special here, and it was God all over.
Amen.
It was all over here.
Listen, I'm supposed to be talking about Paul, but I'm talking about you right now. You're supposed to be talking about Paul, okay? And my notes say one of the most amazing characters in the Bible, which is true, was Paul. But one of my most amazing characters in the land today is you.
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
Yeah. It's so
and
true.
You are my sister, too.
It's so true because when you can have that tangible person in your life that's very consistent for the kingdom,
uh-huh.
that speaks volumes. You know, and we're walking it out together,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and we're expecting it, and
yes.
we're blessed to be a blessing.
Yes, and I'm so blessed that I found my shirt sold
uh-huh.
out to Jesus because I wear it every day, and like I said, I get to minister to people.
Lord, you have
a lot
of shirt.
I have a lot of them. I do.
But listen to me, so I know that y'all be like, I'm tired of talking about each other. Okay, but it's the truth. We have to. Yes, we have to let y'all know this is real.
Yes.
It's so amazing. And I just, you know, I'm going to work that out. I'm going to go back to these notes. But I just,
yes.
you know, I may not, you know, really, I may not even see you again.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you
real.
Never know.
So I have to do
that's
that
right.
while we're in the presence of one
yeah.
another.
Yes.
You know.
And it's true.
Yeah. So I just thank God for that. So we're going to continue on the menu, as they say. We were talking about one of the most amazing characters in the Bible, which is Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after Paul's encounter, on the road to Damascus. Wow. So, have you had an encounter? You have to, you know, we don't have to be on the road to Damascus, but we be on the road.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know where it's going, but it don't be the right road. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that encounter with Christ,
mm-hmm.
your life is completely different
yeah.
from that day.
Yeah.
And then once you do
oh,
that and he fills you and you see the light in a whole new life, it's nothing like it. And you don't
right.
even want to go back to that
no.
old place.
No,
see, that's
no.
that place of instant deliverance,
yes.
instant
yes.
healing.
Yes.
You know, because he was delivered and healed all
yes.
at the same time.
Yes.
Because remember, that's when he had the encounter. He was blinded
yes.
and so many components in his life. And he went on to be one of the most amazing people in the world.
Mm.
You know, and he used to be on the opposite side of that.
Mm.
He was almost like Satan himself. He was
yeah.
come to kill the Christian.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
on a divine mission.
Yes.
You know, and as a matter of fact, he was on a mission to do that when he had to encounter.
Yeah.
That's what's so amazing. So it really doesn't matter where Christ finds you
mm-hmm.
in, on whatever road you're
that's
on.
That's right.
The most important thing is that we have to be, once we get to that place and
mm-hmm.
we're in the light,
yes.
we have to remain and become consistent
yes.
spiritually.
Yes.
Because
yes.
that is the key, it's the antidote, because we're more than about we are in our consistent place eternally.
Yes.
You know, and that's the big picture. So most people be worried about, you know, oh my gosh, how I'm looking. What am I wearing? Okay, now y'all know I like the fashion. Mm-hmm. I love the fast, but it's not about that. Yeah. I'm just, I have not always been at that place, but now that I am, I can't. Mm-hmm. And it's effort. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Ain't like I wake up and oh my God, no, it's just effort. Mm-hmm. So I love that. And another reason I do that, it don't even be about me. I be trying to represent the designer.
Mm-hmm.
You know
that's
what I'm
right,
saying? So people
right.
can see who she is and what, mm-hmm. all the flavor she got. And
yeah.
come on, you can have that too. So
yeah.
it's on a totally
that's
different
right.
level.
That's right.
You know, but I'm just grateful that the Lord chose me to represent.
Okay. That's what I can say. So you're blessed to be a blessing.
Blessed to be a blessing, yes. You know, and we have to, you know, be concerned about the things that are important
yeah.
and not important. But you still can be all you can be at the same time.
Yes.
That's balance. Then we'll talk
yeah.
about that. So
yeah.
I just encourage the world today to understand that as you get into this word and listen to the love letter,
yeah.
as Laura says, which is like fire, okay, it will quicken you in so many ways. And we have, I'm telling you, we're going to talk about being consistency in our leadership, our verbiage, our prayer, our faith, our witness. We're going to talk about that on our next show, which is next week. The morning at the mansion, Tuesday 10.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just want, and that'll be part two of this teaching. So we're going to teach this, and we got quite a bit to teach, man. So y'all can take this, so y'all better be ready.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of meat in this word, how to be free, and how to be consistent, and how to stay consistent, and line up on line, precept upon precept. The Lord has given us how we can be being or becoming consistent in all that.
Yeah.
Reading, speaking, verbiage, action,
yes.
all that.
Yes.
That's weighty. You know what I'm saying? But you walk that out every day. The women here that are connected to us, these women in our studio audience, are the most consistent people that I know.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Not only that, you know, we just have to, we know, want them to know
yes.
how much we appreciate
we
them.
A lot.
And
yes.
love them.
I thank God for them every
yes.
day. It's
yes.
like, God, you're so good to me.
Yes,
you
really
so
is.
To us, right?
Really, and we are kind of mushy, some mushy people.
Yeah.
We pretty
we
mushy.
We have so much
there.
Love. It's
yes.
the love of God, you know?
Yes.
It's the love of God.
It's so amazing. And I've even, like, let's see, Summer's 19. And she wakes up because she could have slept today. She was off of her job today. And she could have slept and stayed at home all day. But she was like, I get to be in the studio all day tomorrow. Yes! So excited. That spoke volume to me because, first of all, she's a 19-year-old kid. And most 19-year-old kids just, what?
They want to sleep in.
Yeah.
But she's so loud.
Listen, she goes to sleep too, though. But she elevated herself on a whole new level. And I think a lot of that because she knows how important it is as well, right? And I'm being a mushy again, America. It's just the mushy morning. Okay. And she is my niece. So, I remember venting to her about, you know, as the Lord does what he does in my life, and how I seem to, like, seem to be detached. Okay. But I guess expressing that to her, she found a way to kill me even the more without even saying anything. So she be rolling with me, because right now, she, y'all know how y'all say in the world, she's my ride or die. That's what's up, America. I'm rolling with the 19-year-old, and we doing life, hello, in a major way, and we sold out,
yeah.
right? We sold out to the kingdom, and I'm just so grateful for that, so I'm sending my shouts and kudos out to you. Like Laura says, yes. So we have to do that.
Yes.
You know, we have to do that, and we have to let people know how much they mean to us
yeah.
and how important they are, no matter how young or how old
yeah.
they are. They're so amazingly important. So we just want to, I want to take time to do that.
Yeah, because yes. we are very grateful,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
It's just like when I, you know, found out about mentioning you and you invited me to the conference. Right away, I had to tell Dalise, Mama
oh
Sousa. I'm
oh
like, I got so much sisters and they got to be part of this. And look.
Yeah. It's so majestic. So listen, we're looking for the new antidote and the next dimension because we're really getting in gear to do our next conference, which is going to be the last weekend in January 2018,
Woo!
January 29th, right there. I think that's the date, 27th. That's why y'all people that know what
they do. Thank you.
Yes. January 27th, we are doing our Bling of the Earth Women's Conference.
Woo! You don't want to miss
yes.
it.
Yes. So, the first weekend in July, tickets will go on sale on our event right page. So, we will be posting that. We're going to be talking about it. We're going to be blowing it up.
And come get your shirt.
Yes.
Your bag.
Yes. And it says the bling of the earth. So you can get your hologram shirt or you can get your stone shirt. Just whichever
yes.
you prefer.
Yes.
They're the most amazing tool.
Yes.
Witnessing the kingdom of God without even opening your mouth.
Yes.
Then after the entrance, you can open your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because some people struggle with, you know, what am I going to say? You know, even when you're used to it, I'm sure like, you know,
yes.
you throw it out there. Right? When you walk in the door, t-shirt or not.
I just have Holy Spirit.
That is the Lord of Saints. That's our answer. And we worry God. 7-Eleven, the bank, wherever. That's the real blessing. Yes. That is Laura Kelly. And that's amazing. But for those people that struggle with that, this is the perfect, right?
Oh, yes.
If you just walk in and people are drawn to you,
yeah.
Oh my God. So, but, you know, Laura don't have that problem. But can you imagine her with the t-shirt on? Delisa's shaking her head like, Lord help us. Woo! But that's fire. See, that's what that is. And you represent that word so well. Fire. Shut up in our bones. And that's in the word of God, too. It really is. So we just thank God for that. And I know that we're probably running out of time. But we just want to say we thank you all for listening and to our blog talk listeners. Thank you so much. As we say, feel free to call in, Facebook. Let us know that you're, you know, listening to us. Chime in. I know I can't do a lot of typing back right now, but I'm going to get back with you once the show is done. Do a couple of hits. I know we got to make our dollars.
Yeah.
So it's all good. But I just want to say thank you so much for listening to us and tuning in. You guys mean so much to us and for those people that we're connected to, and y'all know how we do it. We just doing life. We sold out.
Yes.
We really are that. Because I know when they see me coming, oh, my God, they might be going to run. I sold out lady again. That's okay, yesterday when I was at the bank, the girl said, okay, well, you know, I don't really go to church. I said, well, the church is in you. You thinking it's a bit, you know, it's just,
yes.
but
it's,
I sure like
I'm
that shirt you're wearing.
Yes.
I said, well, you can get one. She said, okay, so today, Candy at the Wells Fargo Bank, here I come, girl. I'm coming for you. Okay? So, I'm blessed to be a blessing. So,
yes.
really, I'm going to bless her today.
Yes.
That's what the Lord put on my heart, you know, too.
And I'm going to bless my new audience
yes,
today.
Yes,
yay,
yes,
Carmen.
Yes.
Love you.
Yes, and it's been a church that you bought, Laura. You got blessed with a shirt next week.
Yes, I did. I'm wearing it next week.
So that's what it's all about. It's just love.
Yes.
I heard someone say the other day, you know, when you don't have to always bring a gift when you love somebody, but that may be how you feel or think, but I just want to say that for God so loved, that he gave. And anytime you are coming in a place of representing the spirit of love, please come with a gift. Because that's how Christ represents.
Yes.
So when you have the mind of Christ, you already know.
You're going to give everybody something.
I'm going to be like, go over there and buy a card, or go over there and get there,
yeah.
work that out, throw some dollars out, bless somebody. Because
yes,
we're
right.
blessed to be a blessing. And we really are. We just wanted to let you guys know that. So what we're going to do at this moment, we're going to chime out. And we're coming up on our new wine empowerment group. That is the first Friday of every month. You guys definitely need to come
yes.
in. We do our round table at that point. I think we're going to do a round table here, but I don't know how we're going to do that. But God will work it out. And if it's not in his plan, we're not going to do it. That could be just in my infinite mind. Okay? I'm thinking that. But we want to definitely be able to include our audience in it sometime
yes.
and have them just share their hearts. And that's, I believe, what we really do in our 2 hours. Yeah, so Lord's all excited about
yes.
that. But the more we grow, you know, the Lord is creating room for us. So that's what we'll do. But we ask that you guys continue to pray for us.
Yes.
And
don't forget to hit the share button to share the
yes,
show.
Please do. So that we can be on our road to wherever the Lord takes
yes,
us.
For his
in
glory.
Place
that's
of
right.
the mornings at the Mansion Show. So I just thank God for y'all. We love you all so much. Thanks to our studio audience. So excited to be doing life with you ladies. So until next week, guys, we'll see you next week. And you all be blessed because we're what? Blessed to be a
blessing.
Amen. All right, Laura Kelly. How about that?
Yeah. For the men and women of God. Hey. How you gonna catch if you don't cast? Do it. Nothing like good music. obedient. Show me what to do. Tell me where to go. I've laid back for too long. It's time to let them know that our souls need to be safe. Some have nowhere left to go. I got plenty work to do until you say I'm through. Lord, I'm waiting for your order. People tell me what we do is so important. The Bible says the harvest is plenty for the laborers of you. Stop warming up the pews because there's work to do. So I'ma do it, do it, do it, do it. Ever since day, day, oh, you do it, do it, do it, do it. No matter what you say, I'ma do it for the one who gave his life for me. So whatever that he has or need of me, I'ma do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. I can do it for the world that cares for me. So I can do it for the one who set me free. If you ever need a vessel, Lord, let me be the man. Say the word, I'll be there, whatever you demand. As you know, the time is ticking and the world is out of hand. Help me be a voice that they can understand. I'm still waiting for your order. I can't think of nothing that is more important. You know the harvest is plenty for the laborers of you. Start warming up the pews because there's work to do.
I'ma do it, do it, do it, do it, ever say. I'ma do it, do it, do it, do it, no matter what you say. I'ma do it for the one who gave his life for me. So whatever that he has or need of me, I'ma do it, do it. I can do it for the world that cares for me. So I can do it for the one. I can do it for the one who set me free. I'ma